Blog Talk Radio.
Knowledge is that there's a sun burning inside of you, a light burning inside of you. That they tell us that there's just energy here. There's light and fire burning inside us, and that's what they're speaking about in the book of John when it says the light is shining in the darkness, but the darkness comprehendeth it not. And that light is called Ruh in Hebrew, and it's called Ra in ancient Egypt, and we were called Amun Ra. The word Amun means Amana, faith. So Muhammad named all of those people that worship Ra Mu'min and Mu'minati, which is short for Amen, and every one of your prayers end with Amin. We have a lit sun inside of us. If you see you after a full game of basketball and step back, you see the heat waves coming out of your body. The same way it comes out of the earth. That's why they said he created two lights, the greater light and the lesser light. We were called the spirit because we were called Ruh, and Ruh is soul, and that's Ra, the sun. The light, and the light, the second light inside of us. The light that shineth that we don't understand. We are the gods. We have been taught to worship people when everybody on the planet is worshiping us.
I don't know what today's date is, but I think it's Wednesday. How is everybody doing out here in this etheric realm? You're tuned in to the Divine Mothers Radio Show. We're doing our AM reading, and we're going to do this every day. That way that the people who are always asking me for reading can have a space where they can come and tune in and have readings done. You know, or at least come in, and once the crowd gets large enough, we can schedule a slice where people can do this on a daily basis. But for now, this is me and my co-host. Jazz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. How are you doing today? Everything good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm good. Yay.
Yeah, right. I got this stuff. I'm working. But just saying that we will be doing this, you know, we're going to do it daily. Doing it daily will help, you know what I'm saying, get the energy moving in that area so that, you know, give time for people to come. Because a lot of people are watching these shows after the fact, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind that. You know, it makes it go through a little smoother. But I do know that with the temple being open now, Divine Temple of Light, y'all, for those of you who don't know, divinetempleoflight.com is where it's at right now. That's where all the information and everything will be found. You know, that's going to be needed to take you through what's coming in these upcoming days on this planet. But anyway, we can do all that later. I'm ready to get my reading started. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. Heck, we don't want a 30-minute thing. You know, I'll talk for 30 minutes.
Straight through
the whole thing, right?
Yeah, so silly. All right. All right. So, I ask every time you have your question ready, right?
Okay. I do. And prior to, while you're shuffling, I'm going to do the preamble. El Kalum, I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I'm a part of the all, and all is a part of me. I'm one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can be all I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. O El Elam, grant me weak eyes for the things that are of no account, and strong eyes for all thy right knowledge. Okay, and to keep that on the low, I think I might have missed step, but you're not supposed to read something while you're saying it, just for the record. Because I think I might have.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. One. All right. Okay. It's Five of Swords reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we have. Five of Swords.
For those of you who are listening, 914-205-5453 is the call-in number if you want to call in. And if you want to say something, you have to push 1 on your phone's keypad, and I can open up your mic.
Five of Swords reverse is reconciliation, making amends, past resentment. All right. Five of Swords reverse speaks of those times when you've tried to argue to the end, only to realize that you'll lose no matter what. You've been pushing and pushing, but whoever is on the other end is not listening. And no doubt they feel the same. You're both fighting to win at the expense of the other person. And when you're in this oppositional posture, you end up feeling awful, win or no win. As a card of conflict, tension, and disagreement, the Five of Swords reverse shows that you want this period of fighting to be over so you can forgive and forget, and then focus your energies on more constructive activities such as restoring your relationship back to normal. You realize that there can only be losers in this battle and want to move on. At times, the Five of Swords reverse can express conflict in your life that you have tried to walk away from, but which continues to follow you. For example, there may be an ex in your life making things difficult and who may prevent you from moving on to new relationships. So long as conflict, tension, and raw emotion are at play, avoid this person or situation. Similarly, the reverse Five of Swords can suggest that an old wound has been reopened and you are experiencing the fear and tension associated with that memory. You may be particularly worried that history might repeat itself or that you could be hurt again. Aim to forgive and forget so you can indeed move on. There may be residual resentment following a recent or past argument with someone close to you. You have had some very challenging and heated conversations together, and you still harbor negative emotions from these discussions. If the conflict remains unresolved and unaddressed, it may be impacting your ability to create a harmonious relationship. The Five of Swords reverse suggests that after a period of conflict, you're ready to move forward with your life and create positive change. Bring your energy back within and ground yourself. Come back to that beautiful, soulful person you are and ask yourself, how can I help create a win-win solution here? It may be a compromise or it might be time to move on with your life. This is your opportunity to apologize, ask for forgiveness, and make amends so you can move on and create a more fertile ground for new ideas and collaboration. And that's from the BiddyTarot.com.
Wow. So now, that's my theme of the day. And, you know, I always say, you know, avoidance is good, right? I stay away from people. I do. I stay away from people, and they're moving me now into a space where I'm only going to be able to deal with members of the temple anyway. And I know this is talking about romantic type of shit, and I know exactly what it is. So it seems like I, too, definitely need to do a salt and vinegar, you know what I'm saying, situation to break some stuff. Because it would be residuals, because you know I did go through a lot. I went through a lot, and I went through a lot not on my own behalf. I was just involved, you know what I'm saying, but I was still the recipient of things that had nothing to do with me. So, yeah, I was mad as hell. You damn right. I caused judgment behind all that. You damn right. I was mad. They're not lying. I was mad. And it's because of me that the gods were walking the planet wrecking shit. You know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is the fact that they're saying that there are remnants. There are. And I know that people do things. And I know that there are at least two people from my past. No, three that are doing things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That when they had me in their life, I was, you know, there's something about that number two shit. I don't do number two, period. Right? I don't do that. So if you treat me like I'm an option, then, you know, the option that I'm going to show you is I don't have to be in it. Right? So you know me. You've known me for years. Yeah. My heart is pure. If I love you, I love you. I'm not interested in what anybody else outside the relationship has, you know what I'm saying, to say. It's when inside things are not working that I have a problem. So I know at least three that, you know, have resentment because they thought that they could use me as a yo-yo. You know what I'm saying? Because I give you opportunity, I give you time to make amends with me because I'm more than fair. You know, I'm a fair God. However, if you don't, when I leave, I'm gone. There is no coming back. That's one thing I always say to people, even when I'm in a relationship with them. You have all of me now. What you see is what it is. I'm real. Don't go. Don't get it twisted and think because it's this way. It can't be, you know, it can't be real or it's too good to be true. Don't do that to yourself. Because what will happen is what always happens. People always find out after they done messed over me that I was telling the truth. And I tell everybody in a relationship the same thing. This is what my walk has been. And then they'll make the same fucking dumbass mistake. You know what I'm saying? And then they still want me to be with them when I just gave you the whole rundown. So you're going to do the same thing that everybody else. No, I'm out of here. And now they mad.
Right.
But that's not on me. Because when my heart was in it, you didn't care. So now I had to take my heart out and I got to keep walking. So to break away from those things is, yo, that's it. Bet I got it going on. I'm going to have that done before noon because we're not playing those kind of games. No. And then it's not, I be looking at people sometimes. This is me. You know me, right? I look at people like, are you? Are you insane? Like, do you know who you have in your life? Like, what's wrong with you? I don't know what it is, but by the time they get it, it's always too late. But you'll be right for the next person. But then you'll be looking for me in the next person, and you'll be like my other ex, who's married.
That part.
Yeah, married, got my blessings, came to me prior to, I don't even know why he did it, but I respect the fact that he had the respect. He came to me, asked me how I felt about it, got my blessings, married, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I approve. But no, they can't get my face out of their head. I know it. But I told them it was going to be that way because of the amount of damage they were doing and the way that they handled me. I know. I told them, you're going to see my face every day, and that's going to mess you up. So now you see my face every day, and here it is 10 years later. But, you know, that's just how it goes. So.
Right.
All I can say is, you know, when y'all get in relationships and stuff, do your best. Do your best. Give your best. Love your best.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. So now I want to hear what the card is for you.
Because,
you know, I ain't playing with that relationship shit. I ain't doing that relationship. They got me messed up. I am not with it. Only way that I'm preparing for is to wear another lamb. These humans done blew it. I'm not interested. I'm not even. We had this discussion when we were flying over the city having coffee.
Okay. Yes, okay. All right. see. Okay. And card is okay. All right, I'm cutting. Okay, I have Knight of Pentacles reversed. Interesting.
Okay.
Knight of Pentacles reversed. That's interesting. Self-discipline, boredom, feeling stuck, perfectionism. That's very interesting. Self-discipline, boredom, feeling stuck, perfectionism. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, all right. Here we go. Reverse, Knight of Pentacles. Do you need greater self-discipline and commitment to achieve your goals? Instead of trying new things or dreaming up more ideas, the reverse Knight of Pentacles encourages you to establish a schedule or routine for yourself and stick to it until you have completed your assigned task. Got it. Okay. The reverse Knight of Pentacles may also point to a journey of self-development or improvement in which a routine will support your success. For example, you may create a healthy eating plan or exercise schedule for yourself to help you become more fit and healthy. You may also need to pay more attention to the practical matters in your life that you have ignored recently. Mundane activities such as home upkeep, money matters, business relationships, and moving forward in your career have been left by the wayside as you focus more on exciting or more important opportunities. Depending on what is on your plate, you may want to make more time to get your life in order, or you may continue to focus on more pressing priorities. On the flip side, the Knight of Pentacles might also suggest that you are feeling stuck in a daily grind and life has become boring and dull. While you may have implemented a routine and schedule to increase your productivity and efficiency, you are now finding it stifling to your creativity and innovation. It may be time to do something different. Be spontaneous. You don't always have to stick to the rules. Perhaps you have become unadventurous, overly conservative, and resistant to change. You may prefer just to stay at home while others are out having fun and taking risks. There's nothing wrong with a quiet night in. However, you may be isolating yourself from others or losing the interest of your friends. Try to get out more and be open to new experiences. The reverse Knight of Pentacles can also warn that you are becoming a perfectionist in how you approach your work. Have you caught yourself being critical of others who do not share the same attention to detail as you, or becoming quickly frustrated when their work is not the same at the same standard as yours? While your hard work is appreciated, you do not want to lose the support of others along the way and may need to soften your approach. Okay. We were just talking about that. I was talking about feeling overwhelmed and just kind of like I feel stuck. I didn't say stuck, but just not doing anything and just getting organized. And here we go, reverse Knight of Pentacles. Do you need a greater self-discipline and commitment to achieve your goals? Yes, I need to put some self-discipline in place for me.
But on the upside of it, it's already happening, see? You got to jump on it yesterday. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So you're ahead of the curve. That's what I'm talking about. You got to stay, you know how they say a step, y'all say 9 steps in front of the devil. You're ahead of the curve. So when you're seeing it, all it's doing is confirming what you're already doing. So you just continue, you know, continue to smooth things out and to organize things the way that you need it. And that self-discipline will come. You know what I'm saying? Even this is a part of it because spiritually, you know, when things are balanced spiritually, then things are also balanced in the physical realm. So if things are hectic in the physical, all you got to do is take care of organizing the spiritual. See, the self-discipline and the spiritual help along the way. So this thing, even doing this every day, at this hour. That's mm-hmm. discipline. Because my, you know, my sleep schedule is jacked. There is no sleep schedule. Yo, I don't know what time you go to bed. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Well, what would you do? I would sleep. Well, who go to sleep at 3:29? It was me, you know. So, but having the it's gonna take discipline. Because now I'm up anyway. Sometimes I'm gonna have to make sure I'm up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To make sure that this moves and that will help. So every day you'll get the spiritual, you know what I'm saying, start of your day before the physical can come in. And that way you can have a look at what's going on for that day so you can circumvent things if you need to. You can add what you need. You can, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. All I would say in regards to that is you already know because we already covered it and you're good. Good. You know, just keep doing that which came through yesterday for you, and you're straight.
Right.
And you'll hear, new things as they add new things into your daily routine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't be with that.
Started this morning.
Okay.
I guess because you gotta just got to deal with it and move on. Hey,
the last train has left the harbor. Type even trains go to harbor. See, I don't even know. I'm done with that though. I used to think that I was missing something because I felt like, damn, I had everything except. You know what I'm saying? That used to be what I felt like. I felt like if I just had that one person that had my back like I got everybody else's back, then I could do everything everybody need me to do. And I was wrong for thinking that, because every time I opened up the door to allow somebody to come in, I wound up with somebody who either tried to be dependent on me for some shit, you know what I'm saying, or I'm fixing them and then I gotta keep fixing them because they ain't gonna stay fixed when I fix them. It's just I ain't got time. That's all. I'm not, no. Cause, and first of all, I'm number one. That's just all that there is to it. I'm number one. And if you can't see me as number one, you're looking in the wrong aisle anyway. You know, I don't have time for it. It's cute because I used to always feel like, dang, at the end of my day, once I'm finished taking care of all the families and my family and everything, there's nobody to take care of me. But I've gotten into a space right now where it's like, shit, I take care of my damn self. I'm good. I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to have somebody here with me to feel like I can now save the world. No, they blew that. And my last opportunity was my last relationship. I'm not looking in that direction anymore. You know what I'm saying? They done fucked up now. I'm about to do just what I came here to do. So, but I will make amends, though. I'm not into all that. But I know y'all listening, or they're going to listen later, so let me go on and say this. I'm not into all that, what you want to say after the fact, like we're going to reconcile. No, we're not doing that. At this point, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I accept everything as however you put it out there to be, whatever that is, and then that'll be that. We're going to move forward from here. Mm-hmm. I don't have no hate in my heart towards nobody. I never do. I'm still cool with all my exes. You know what I'm saying? They all can still call me. They know that. But they already know that it don't matter what you say. We're not going down that aisle again. So, you know, we can talk. We can talk about. I got exes that call me about their girlfriends. And I'm going to keep do. I'm going to do just like I do with everybody else. I'm going to give them what's needed. I'll give it to them and their girlfriends to keep their relationships together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But hey, after that, that's that. You had God in your life and you let God go. You walk out of the Garden of Eden. Now you're back there amongst the devils. And you think now you don't roll and wallow around in that devilish ass mud. You're going to come back to me. I ain't no way in the hell. Or heaven, that's happening. So, amends I'll make. Cut cords I'll do. Forgiveness, that's fine. Reuniting, not happening.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I appreciate, you know, the reading, you know, for today. And I know that this time is going to increase. I'm thinking 7 o'clock because I know we're going to be adding one more person in on the reading.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So just to make sure, because I think about 10 minutes is seeming like, because we did it today, is cool for each reading. So that's going to be about 30 minutes. So maybe if we start around 7, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It'll make it be that other people who call in or whatever can have their cards flipped. And you know I'm going to join in. I'm not going to just leave it on you to always do it. But I'm allowing you to do it because it'll allow you to bond more and become one with your cards. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But I got cards and I got stones. We can do crystals. I can channel. You know what I'm saying? We can do all of those things. But you'll see as the show goes on because you're going to have your stones too. You know what I'm saying? So I got 2 sets of stones that have to go out. But we'll make it move. It won't just be you. I don't want you to think I'm just making you do stuff. Yeah, but
it's fine. I have no problem. I have no problem with it. I'm actually enjoying it, actually.
Yeah. It's
a
cool
shell.
Yeah, you and me both. I put myself in a shell, and then I'm being told to come out. What the heck? Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to add or say?
Not really. I'm going to take that and run with it. The card, Knight of Pentacles, reversibly, there was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take it and run with it because, because I just said that before we got on the show, talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that came up, and it's funny, and I was listening. I said, pull the cards that just fell from to the bottom. Pull those 2 to the top. And I was like, okay. I'm listening, and I'm listening and doing what I'm being told. So, yeah, keep walking. I'm going to keep walking. That's what I'm doing. 1 foot in front of the other, 1,000%.
All right. Yeah. That's how we do it. That's how it goes. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's going to be a great day, though. I woke up knowing it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a great day. So stay focused on everything that you will to have happen today. And everything else, you know what I'm saying, is just going to take care of itself. It will. It'll take care of itself. Yeah. All right. I don't have any closeout music, man. Y'all know me from the Divine Mother show at 11 o'clock at night. Totally different from this, you know, the one I'm doing now. So y'all know the music I got, man. I don't even know what to do. Anything I do is not going to be spiritual. I don't have no closeout music. I'm going to fix it. Okay, let me see which one of his songs I can play. Which one of his songs I can play that might suffice. Good googity moo. All right, here we go. I do one might work. All right, if you don't have anything else to say, Jazz, I'm going to close it out. I know you got stuff to do.
Okay. Not a problem.
You cool?
Coolness.
You cool with that? All right, then I guess we're going to close this show out, y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow at 7:30. Peace.
All right. Okay. Peace.
Fire, but still I'm in hell. I snatched the pistol from the shooter, I kill him myself. Big fish, small sea, I ain't feeling too well. Superhero can't do shit when the villains rebel. I had to think about that shit while I'm sitting in the cell. They treat us like we lost monkeys, gorillas who fell. Banana clips exposing hate, I'm just peeling the veil. Innocent niggas in the ring, they won't give them no bail. And for the first time, I felt out of prison to spell. Make sure you answer when they call, man, that shit really helps. It just remind them that they human and living for real. Not just no number in this system, we victims as well. America late on that check, we ain't get any mail. And for the ones who really with it, just pick up the pills. Meet me at the top of the hill with a wish for this well. Cause they don't wanna give us jack, they want niggas in jail. Hell, and you know that we tired of this shit. Clips clips of our people getting killed, going viral and shit. The whole planet going to hell and it's spiraling quick. So please tell me how it helped what you got on your wrist. And please tell me what your Rari gonna do for the cause. And how ironic that you trading your noose for a cross. How you put on for they people but shooting at y'all. No, I don't want no foreign girl, I want roots, I want hours. Give me a brown skin goddess with a fro and a smile. You are beautiful, we know you ain't been told in a while. And that it's not no disrespect to other women abroad, but they show love to others and our women get no regard. And I'm sorry, y'all really gotta live through that shit. The whole Kardashian shit sucks, the bigger the lips. Time to let these ladies know that we support them and love them. And maybe they will keep the babies, not abort them and snuff them. Late at night I hear the planet, she be crying, dropping real tears. Because she love us, but she dying cause we still here. That's why I say it's probably over, they succumb to Satan. I think the elders only waiting on my confirmation. A couple squares of brand new light gave me a fuller step. I'm outnumbered, but that's alright, I got some bullets left. I learned a lot of magic tricks, rabbits, I pull them, yep. But here's the key to magic, never try to fool yourself.
You're like a hamster running around this moving thing, but making no progress. The record companies are very satanic.
Spit a whole lot of cake up. Took me 9 weeks just to pull up on this girl.